2 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Doesn't matter what I say. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Podcast, 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Hey, mama said the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. Tell Rough Riders Baseball. Baseball is just 2 minutes away. Well, I'm running down the road trying to loosen my load. I got 7 women on my mind. 4 that want to own me, 2 that want to stone me once. She's a friend of mine. Take it easy. Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds. I've been looking for a girl like you. You look at me, you got nothing left to say. I'm all about at you until I get my way. I won't dance, you won't sing. I just wanna love you, but you wanna wear my ring. Well, there's nothing I can do. Let's ride. And now, it's time for the Cacique Pregame Show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network, featuring the Andrews Distributing pregame interview, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark. Here's your host, Zach Bigley.
And then there was one. It's time for the final game of 2025 as the Rough Riders come in one more time against Northwest Arkansas. Hi, everybody, and we welcome you into Riders Field for the last time here in 2025. The Rough Riders and the Naturals looking to finish off this series, and with a win, the Riders would take 5 of 6 in the final series of the year against the Royals affiliate. Rough Riders last night with a 6-0 win. What a job by Daniel Masaki on the hill, striking out 7 over his 4 innings. And the Riders put up some early offense and another 2-hit game by Sebastian Walcott. He's now hit safely in every single September game, an 11-game hitting streak for him. The Rough Riders looking to finish out this series and season strong. Turn to Jose Gonzalez on the mound today. The 24-year-old, 6'3", 200 pounds out of Venezuela. With the Rough Riders, he makes his fifth start this year, a 2-2 record, a 3-1-3 earned run average. In 23 innings, he struck out 18 to 5 walks, and opponents are hitting just a measly 209 against the right-hander. On the other side, it's Hunter Owen, who makes his third start against the Rough Riders this year and his second this week. The 6'6", 261-pound right-hander is 23 years old out of Portland, Maine, and went to Vanderbilt University, a fourth-round selection by the Royals in 2023. This season, in 21 games, 18 starts with Northwest Arkansas, a 5-5 record, a 3.57 ERA. He has struck out 100 batters over 90 and two-thirds innings to 38 walks, and a lot of those walks have come against the Rough Riders. As in two starts spanning just 6 2/3 innings, he has walked 9 batters to 10 strikeouts, including his 4 walks in his opening start of this week. A Rough Riders win with a Sebastian Walcott walk-off single. Throughout this game, we'll be doing plenty of reminiscing and talking about some of the best moments this season, some of the best stories we've heard from guys, about guys, from this coaching staff. And it should be a wonderful afternoon for some baseball for the final time here at Riders Field in 2025. Along with that, along with reminiscing, we'd like to reminisce on one of our favorite interviews from this year for our Andrews Distributing pregame interview. And it didn't happen very long ago. It was Theo Hardy talking about how he was the manager for his 8th grade travel ball team as an 8th grader. And that was actually just last week in Midland, so we have that interview for you today if you missed it last week in Midland. The Rough Riders and Northwest Arkansas Naturals ready to finish out this season here in 2025. We have Game 6 of 6 in the series, Game 136 of 136 this season. First pitch in the play-by-play is coming up at 5 past the top of the hour, but our Andrews Distributing pregame interview is next with Theo Hardy. After these messages, this is the Cacique pregame show on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We were chatting before this, and you were telling me how when you were in eighth grade, you basically were the GM, the owner, the manager, and everything on a travel ball team. Kind of take me through that, how that whole process happened.
Yeah, I didn't have a team to play for after my eighth grade school year in the summer, and I had to play baseball, and a lot of my friends didn't have anywhere to play either. So I got a good group of guys together that I've been playing with my whole life, and made our own travel team and entered into tournaments and kind of coached ourselves and won a lot of games, which was super fun.
What you said, you had to have an adult there so your mom would sit in the corner and read. What were some of your favorite moments individually from that time in that team?
Well, we won our first tournament we ever played, and we all had like mismatched hats because we found in the back of some little league like snack shack, we found like a bag of jerseys that we like kind of matched, but we didn't have any hats, so we just looked like a bunch of mismatched kids, like gray pants, white pants. Some of our jerseys were different, hats were all different, and we just went out and won like 5 games in a row, and that was the most fun for sure.
What was the most difficult part of that whole thing for you?
getting everybody's birth certificate and and for the insurance, it was tough to get everybody's stuff down and entered before our first tournament. But other than that, I mean, my mom helped out and we ended up figuring it out, but it was all good.
Were there any managerial decisions you had to make that people challenged you on, or you have a little headbutting at all?
Yeah, my best friend still this day, Devin, showed up to our 8 a.m. game like 10 minutes late, and I was just being I don't know, competitive, and I was like, you don't get the start today. So I took the ball from him and gave it to someone else as a 12-year-old, and his dad was like, it's my fault, and I was like, I don't care. But yeah, that, and then I had to take myself out of some games a couple of times when I wasn't pitching good. That was tough too, but yeah, stuff like that.
What do you take from that experience? You want to do that now after your playing days are done eventually?
Yeah, I'm definitely going to coach at some point. I think I have a good amount of stuff to offer to the game after I'm done playing, you know, whether that's in 20 years or sooner than that. That's definitely what's next for me, I think.
Knowing that, and that's what you want to do, are you picking coaches' brains? Are you talking to Carlos Cardoza? And then obviously at your different stops, the manager's there?
Absolutely, yeah. I try to learn as much as I can and just like see how my teammates go about their business and how they work, and how, you know, every player is so different in how they go about it, that I want to like be around as many people and as many players as I can and learn all these types of styles so I can, you know, be the most adept to helping my players grow in the future when I'm a coach.
Grew up a San Francisco Giants fan, as we're joined by Theo Hardy here on the Cacique pregame show. What were some of your favorite moments growing up as a Giants fan, whether it was going to games or watching them on TV or being around that environment?
Yeah, the one that sticks out to me the most is 2014, Travis Jacala against the Cardinals. I was sitting in a T-Rex barbecue with my mom, and we would just like get another order of fries every couple innings so we could stay, and then he eventually hit a walk-off three-run homer off Michael Wacha that sent him to the World Series. So that was definitely a really special one.
Awesome. Theo, thanks for joining us, and looking forward to watching you here this week and the rest of the season.
Awesome. Thank you.
We'll be right back on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Out of
here! Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday Rough Riders home game means pregame catch on the field, kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fundays presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Evan Carter.
A splashdown into the lazy river for Evan Carter.
And you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Getting you set for first pitch between the Rough Riders and Naturals in this final game of 2025. Let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by InTouch Credit Union. First for the Naturals, it's Rudy Martin in center field, then Carson Rocafort at DH and Gavin Cross in right field. Brett Squires is at first base, Spencer Nivens in left, and Javier Vaz at second base. And then in the bottom third, it's Justin Johnson at third base. Daniel Vasquez is the shortstop, and Omar Hernandez catches and hits ninth. Once again, for the Naturals, Martin, Rocafort, Cross, Squires, Nivens, Vaz, Johnson, Vasquez, and Hernandez. Hunter Owen, the former Vanderbilt Commodore, starts for Northwest Arkansas against this Rough Riders lineup, as announced by third-year manager Carlos Cardoza. Cam Colley starts it in center field. Franmer Chavez on his 12-game hitting streak is hitting second today and playing second base. And Sebastian Wolcott, the shortstop, hits third. Luis Mieses is in the cleanup spot today at first base. Then Keith Jones, the second in left field, batting fifth. And Eli Marrero is the catcher today, batting sixth. Bottom third, Ian Mahler at DH. Theo Hardy at third base. and Marcus Smith in right field after his homer yesterday for the Rough Riders. Again for Frisco, it's Cali Chavez-Walcott, Miesis Jones II, Marrero, Mahler, Hardy, and Smith. Jose Gonzalez takes the ball for the Rough Riders today in this season finale. We'll have first pitch and the play-by-play next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal at the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25 with $2 Twisted Tea, Truly, and Draft.
The Frisco Rough Riders would like to thank their sponsors for making this broadcast possible. Thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing & Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Antone's Pull Boys, At Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support.
Now, let's get to the game.
Swinging a drive, deep into right center field, Torres at the wall!
Drive to right. We are tied.
Deep to left and gone.
It's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The throw to the plate, and they got him. Looking, he watches it fly.
He got him.
The Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
Has he done it again? He has.
Slides and makes the catch.
It is in time to get him.
Evan Carter. Wins it for the Rough Riders with a walk-off single.
It's gone.
Riders win it. Riders win. The game is over. Oh, baby, what a night.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
For the final time in 2025, we welcome you back into Riders Field. It's the season finale. It's the Frisco Rough Riders and the Northwest Arkansas Naturals, Game 6 of this series. Hi, everybody, and one last time, we welcome you up into the broadcast booth. I'm Zach Bigley, very happy to have you. Well, the Rough Riders, with a win today, can still have the best record in the Texas League South all season, and so that's what's on the line as Jose Gonzalez takes the ball in this final game of the season. We're going to have a lot of fun over the course of this broadcast, talking about the best moments of the year, reminiscing on some of the best stories with the guys, and, of course, hoping the Riders can finish out the season with a victory. Jose Gonzalez goes up against this starting lineup for the Northwest Arkansas Naturals. It's Rudy Martin, Carson Rockefort, and Gavin Cross. Then Brett Squires, Spencer Nivens, Javier Vaz, Justin Johnson, Daniel Vasquez, and Omar Hernandez for the Royals affiliate. Jose Gonzalez has been very good this season with the Riders after coming up from High A just about a month ago. Gonzalez with Frisco has made four starts, a 3.13 earned run average. Over 23 innings, he has struck out 18, but a lot of soft contact against him all season with Frisco. Just 18 hits allowed in his 23 innings. The kind of guy you want to see take the ball on a Sunday afternoon when it's hot. Someone who's going to be able to give you length as a starter. Gonzalez is ready to go on this 91-degree day. 11 miles an hour, our wind blowing out to left field. Could see some balls fly pretty well on this sun-splashed Sunday. Rudy Martin is in from the left side. We're set for baseball. Thanks for joining us. Gonzalez comes home. And Martin pops it foul, back and out of play. It's 0-1, and we are underway right on time at 2:05 in this season finale. On behalf of our entire crew, Chris Ford, our director, Ken Jones, our producer, Zach Bigley with you. Martin 1-for-6 with a couple of walks in this final series of this season. The Naturals are coming in at just 1-4 in this series. 2-9 in their last 11 games. Gonzalez looks in. The left-hander, or the right-hander rather, has got his sign working against the lefty, Rudy Martin, and the 0-1 pitch. He fits it right down the middle for his strike. It's 0-2. 95-mile-an-hour fastball from Gonzalez, who will come at you with an arsenal of a four-seam, two-seam, cutter, slider, and splitter. He rocks into his windup in the 0-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Splitter got him for strike three. Jose Gonzalez with the first strikeout and his first batter faced. Spencer Kim is our home plate umpire today. Chandler Durham, our first base umpire, he's the crew chief. And Chad Wesley is our third base umpire. Rocafort, the designated hitter, in from the left side. Gonzalez goes to work against him with a deep breath and fires home. Swing and a miss. First pitch cutter. 0-1. Rocafort, the designated hitter, 4-for-19 in this series with a couple of doubles and a couple of home runs. Gonzalez peels into his wind in the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Splitter dancing off the outside corner to the left-handed batter. It's 0-2. That splitter can be very effective for Gonzalez against lefties in particular. Tailing away the low outside portion of the zone. Marrero sets up low and away again, and the 0-2 went down and in, missing with the splitter in the dirt, and it's one ball and two strikes on Rocafort. Rough Riders in their cream uniform tops and bottoms. It's the alternate style navy tops with gray pants for the Naturals. From the natural state of Arkansas. 1-2. Got him swinging. Two strikeouts on this splitter for Gonzalez in his first inning. Boy, just devastating off the outside edge. There's three straight splitters for Jose Gonzalez. Gavin Cross, the batter now. Gonzalez comes home to the lefty. That's high, and it's 1-0. We'll see a lot of that splitter today against a left-handed lineup in Northwest Arkansas. Seven lefties today in this lineup. 1-0 pitch. Fouled straight back on the fastball, attacking him. It's one ball and one strike. Gavin Cross is 5-for-22 in the series, but he struck out 12 times in this set. Pretty high rate for him. Open stance left side. Infield plays to pull. And Gonzalez rocks into his motion and lets it fly. Served in the air down the third base line, and it lands in a fair ball. Jones collects it before it reaches the corner, but Cross scuttles up to second base, and he's got himself a bloop double with two outs in this first inning. Just served it in the air down the left field line. And Brett Squires makes his way to the plate. Cross collects his 22nd double. Second on the team, just to Squires, who has 25. One of the best marks in the league. Leads the league also with 8 triples this year. First baseman, another left-handed batter. Offering in. Swing and a miss. First pitch splitter below the zone. It's 0-1. Gonzalez has done a pretty good job against left-handers so far at the AA level, hitting just .217 against him. And under .600 OPS. Infield still playing to pull. Gonzalez works from the stretch. And time called by Marrero. Let's get into the defense behind him. It's Theo Hardy at third, Sebastian Walcott at shortstop playing behind the bag. Franger Chavez at second. Luis Mieses is at first base today. 0-1. Drilled high in the air out to right field and deep. Smith going back. He's at the warning track. Twists around and he paws it out of the sky. Marcus Smith. A bit of an unorthodox route to that baseball, but able to pull it in. And the Rough Riders get a scoreless inning from Jose Gonzalez. Bottom one next. No score on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, equal opportunity employer.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get 2 free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
You guys, I gotta tell you about Asound. For only $60 a month, this isn't just regular internet. It's a total game changer. Streaming, gaming, watching live TV with DirecTV. With Asound, you get it all. Get fiber-powered 1-gig internet with wall-to-wall Wi-Fi starting at $60 a month. Every room stays connected. It's simple. No surprise pricing. For a short time, get a free unlimited Asound mobile line. Still thinking about switching? Do it. Go to Asound.com now. Restrictions apply. See Asound.com for details.
It's time to start the bottom of the first on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Hunter Owen making his second start against the Rough Riders in this series. The former Vanderbilt Commodore faces this Rough Riders lineup today. Brought to you by InTouch Credit Union. Cam Colley with the sunglasses on. Then Franmer Chavez and Sebastian Walcott. Luis Meisias. Keith Jones II. Eli Marrero. Then Ian Muller, Theo Hardy, and Marcus Smith. Owen's first pitch is a fastball that just dips off the outside corner. It's 1-0. Colley fresh off a couple doubles last night. And a 6-0 Rough Riders win. 1-0. Sizzles high with the heater, and it's 2-0. Owen's not going to wow you with his fastball velocity. He'll sit in the low 90s. But he mixes well. Left-hander the 2-0. Hammered out to left field. Nivens going back over his head up against the fence. The double machine. Cam Colley parks it at second with another two-bagger. His 26th of the year and his 4th of the series. 109 off the bat from Cam Colley. Boy, what a way to finish off the season for him. The 2 doubles last night. Another one to start off this ball game. And with the sunglasses on, smoking hot to finish out the year. So is this man, Franmer Chavez, and so is the man on deck, Sebastian Walcott. Chavez batting from the right side, 8-for-20 in the series. The pitch. He takes a fastball that sits in the attic, and it's 1-0. Chavez, over his last 32 games at since August 7th, hitting .377. And on a 12-game hitting streak, hitting .417 during that stretch. 1-0. Up and outside. It's 2-0. A Valencia, Venezuelan native, has been one of the key components on this Rough Riders offense that's helped them have so much success, not only in this series, but down this stretch in the season. 2-0 offering. That's high of the zone again. It's 3-0. On the Riders' second baseman. He's been a first baseman for the majority of the second half because Riders didn't have any other opportunities to get a first baseman up here. 3-0. That's in there for a strike. Top shelf, and it's 3-1. With Jax Biggers moving up to the AAA level, he has shifted over to second base, and Luis Meisias is over at first base now. Colley leads off of second, and the pitch. Chopped up the third baseline, it's a foul ball. It's 3-2 on the Riders' second baseman. He has been one of the leaders on this team. He's set an example for the younger guys as he is playing in his 4th season with the Rough Riders. He's a free agent at the end of this year, so we'll see what happens with his contract status with the Rangers organization, but he's voiced that he loves working for the Rangers and with this organization. And, of course, he gets to play here at home as he grew up in Little Elm, went to high school at Little Elm High School, just a little ways away from here. The pitch is just high of the zone, ball four. The first two have reached against Hunter Owen. Scoreless in the bottom of the first. Cam Colley at second, Franer Chavez at first. And here is Sebastian Walcott. 8-for-18 in this series. He's drawn five walks as well. Two more hits yesterday, an 11-game hitting streak for him. Hitting .395 with an over 1,000 OPS during this hitting streak. What a way to finish out the year. First pitch. He hammers it on the ground into left field. Colley up to third. He gets the stop sign. All three have reached to begin the bottom of the first inning for the Rough Riders. That one a single at 106 miles an hour off the bat on a changeup hanging right in the middle of the plate. And Sebastian Walcott continues to swing the stick to end the season. Luis Mancis now. That is such a good sign to see. Finish strong. If Walcott has a good game today, he has a chance to finish the season hitting .260. First pitch, and Mancis fishes off the outside corner on a breaking ball. It's 0-1. Mancis hitting 6-for-18 in this series. It's been a very good offensive series. Riders have won four of the five games so far. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Off the outside corner, it's 0-2. The Riders got a first inning grand slam from Keith Jones II, who's on deck right now on Friday. And the base is loaded with nobody out in the first inning here. Whole side shift on the infield. Owen readies and brings in the 0-2 pitch to Mieses. He takes down in the dirt. One ball and two strikes. Breaking ball missing. That's the cutter-slider combination that Owen throws. He'll go fastball, cutter, curveball, changeup, and the occasional sinker as well. But very rarely throws that pitch. Working from the stretch, he comes home with the 1-2. Off the end of the bat, a floater into center field. That'll work. It gets down. Colley in. Chavez pedals home. It's 2-0 Riders in the first inning. Luis Mieses does it again. Six RBIs now in this final series of the season. And the Riders get to Hunter Owen. First four have reached in this first inning. Walcott went first to third. Rough Riders striking early. Runners on the corners for Keith Jones II. Jones, a left-handed batter against the southpaw. With the sun shining down, Riders already up 2-0. And the pitch. Fastball is high. One ball and no strikes. Jones is on a heater to finish out the year as well. Hitting .291 in his last nine games. Over 1,000 OPS. Six extra base hits. The pitch is cut on and missed, and the fastball challenged him at the top of the zone, and it's one ball and one strike. The Rough Riders looking for more in this first inning. 1-1. Breaking ball lifted into short center field, and that sinks down. Another hit. Walcott speeds home, and the Riders lead 3-0. Keith Jones II, another RBI single. 10 RBIs in this series for Keith Jones II. And that prompts Larry Carter, the pitching coach, to exit the Naturals dugout. Oh, what a fantastic start to this game today. First five have reached. Double, walk, single, single, single. Couple hard hit balls, couple softly hit balls. They all count the same. Riders looking to go home happy at the end of today. A lot of guys are taking off tonight, some taking off tomorrow morning to go wherever they want to, really, whether it's home, whether it's some guys getting out and getting out of baseball for a little bit, making sure they spend some time away. Eli Marrero making his way to the plate with runners at first and second base. Nobody out, three in the first inning. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Burn the fastball at 95 on the inside edge. It's 0-1, and that's the best fastball today from Hunter Owen at 95 miles an hour. Miesis off of second. Jones off of first in the pitch. Swing and a miss again at the fastball at the top of the zone. And it's 0-2. And Marrero stands out, calls for time. A couple of doubles for him in this series, playing in his 18th game with the Rough Riders after signing midseason with the Rangers organization. Veteran catcher. 0-2 on the way from Owen. Fastball right down the middle, strike three call. A fastball at 95 miles an hour, a three-pitch strikeout for Owen. A good mound visit by Larry Carter, the pitching coach. One out. Three runs in for the Riders. Here's Ian Mahler. Just challenged him with three straight heaters. And Marrero was looking for something else. First pitch. Fastball is high. One ball and no strikes. Owen's missing high with a lot of fastballs. Sometimes that can be a mechanical issue. Not driving through the mound. 1-0. Ground ball foul down the third base line, and it's one ball and one strike. Mahler got out in front on it and yanked it down the line. Miesis at second base. Jones at first still. Still one out. And three runs in for the Riders in this first inning. Offering home. Way high to the backstop. And just another instance of a fastball getting away high from Owen. Both runners move up, and now the double play is no longer in order for the Naturals. A wild pitch puts runners at second and third. It's two balls and one strike. Certainly something to watch for Owen if he continues to let that fastball go high of the zone. Infield comes in for the Naturals. The pitch. Just high. Three balls and one strike. Another fastball. Outfield shaded slightly to pull for Mahler. And the offering in, fouled straight back. That time got on top of a fastball, put it in the zone, and Mahler just flicked it back behind home. Runners take their leads. And the left-hander brings in the 3-2. Down and in, ball four. 94-mile-an-hour fastball, his second walk of the inning. He's now thrown 26 pitches in this first, and Theo Hardy making his way to the plate, the eighth man up in the inning for the Rough Riders. Owen, a 3.57 ERA coming into this start today. He had a really good season. Hardy playing in his 14th game with the Rough Riders, trying to extend the Frisco lead. And the pitch. That's up and in. One ball and no strikes. See if Hardy can get into one here. The pitch. Inside corner, a strike, and it's 1-1. Hardy has one career minor league home run. It was not this year. It came last year with High A Hickory. One-one. He swings and misses at a breaking ball down and in. One ball and two strikes. That short porch is just begging to be hit at by Hardy. He chokes up here with two strikes. Sacks full of riders, still just one out. Owen comes in. Hardy swings and fouls it into Hernandez's glove. Strike three. So a strikeout for Owen, two down, and now Marcus Smith, who homered yesterday, steps to the plate. 3-0 Rough Riders. Pitch home. Bends it back on a high inside fastball. It's one ball and no strikes. 31 pitches in the first inning for Owen, and now some action out in the right field bullpen for Northwest Arkansas. Caden Monk is getting up. 1-0. Shivers off the outside corner. Two balls and no strikes. Base is still full. The pitch popped up left side, foul ground. The third baseman Johnson over, and he's out of room. It's into the sea of Riders fans. Two balls and one strike. Great crowd for this season finale. Probably around 8,000 or so. Owen readies, and the 2-1 on the way. Smith takes a strike. Out of the top of the zone, a favorable call from Spencer Kim, our home plate umpire for Owen, that is. Infield plays to pull the 2-2. Before that, Owen steps off. This next pitch will be his 35th of the inning. Colley at the leadoff spot in the order stands on deck. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Smith strikes out of the breaking ball. Riders leave him loaded but score three times in the first inning. Frisco up 3-0. We go to the top of the second next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit pmgservice.com.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
This is Sebastian Walcott, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Baylor Scott & White Health is ranked as one of the best hospitals in the nation. From cardiology to gastroenterology, they're here to serve you. Make an appointment today by going to bswhealth.com. Good crowd on this Sunday finale. Jose Gonzalez with a 3-0 lead goes to work against Spencer Nivens to start out this second. First pitch. On the inside corner with a cutter for a strike, it's 0-1. Nivens, Vaz, and Johnson. 5-6-7 for Northwest Arkansas. Gonzalez with a glove at the belt. He rocks into his wine and deals home. A chopper, two hopper out to second base. Brainerd Chavez fields right of the chest and throws him out. One away. Gonzalez allowed a double to Gavin Cross in the first inning, but otherwise unscathed in the first. He struck out two. Vaz, the second baseman, 3-for-13 in this series. Short in stature, speedy left-handed hitter out of Vanderbilt. Wine in the offering home. Misses off the outside corner. It's 1-1 and no strikes. Gonzalez back to the plate. And he fits it on the outside edge. It's 1-1-1. Well, Gonzalez got through the first inning, and that is big for him. With the Rough Riders in four starts, he'd allowed 6 runs in the first inning and 3 total in his 4 starts after the first inning. 1-1. Popped in the air out to short left field. Jones sprinting in, staring up into the high blue skies. He puts it away, and there are 2 outs. 3-0 Rough Riders, 2 outs in the second. Here's Justin Johnson. Gonzalez through the first inning and has cruised in the past when he does that. We'll see what comes to fruition today, but the big thing that he has done is gone deep into ball games with the Rough Riders. He peels and delivers home. Hit hard on a line, ride to the third baseman, Theo Hardy. He puts it away to the left side of his face. And there's the final out of the second. Jose Gonzalez, a breezy inning. He needed just 6 pitches. We go to the bottom of the second. 3-0 Riders in the HEB, Riders Baseball Network.
The shift is about to get real. Of course, we're talking about Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, which offers you out-of-the-park savings on your electricity bill. Our ACs are about to get put to work, so make the switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan today and start saving. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Mark Church, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders sent 9 to the plate, scored 3 times in the bottom of the first inning. Here they come in the bottom of the second. Up 3-0, Cam Colley starts it again, and Hunter Owen delivers in. Colley swings, fouls it off Hernandez's mask back behind the plate. It's 0-1. Colley doubled into left field in that first inning. Good way to finish off his season if he can have a good game today. Try and boost those numbers just a little bit going into the offseason. What a productive year for Colley. 0-1. Up and outside. It's 1-1-1. Just a shame he hurt his hamstring when he did a couple of weeks ago because he was swinging just about as hot of a bat as we've seen all season. the 1-1. Up and outside. It's two balls and one strike. But a bit of a cold stretch towards the beginning of August has dropped those numbers down a little bit. But that does not take away from what was probably the best offensive season of Cam Cauley's career. 2-1. Hammer down the line and left, hooking towards the pole, and he yanked it foul. Got just out in front of it. Pretty good juice, though, from Cam. Under two off the bat on the foul ball, and it's two balls and two strikes. Got a hanging and breaking ball in the inside corner. Just got out in front. See what Owen goes with here, 2-2. He brings it in. And it's whipped foul back behind home on the curveball. It's still two balls and two strikes. Cauley, 13 home runs, 26 doubles. 740 OPS for him. 28 steals. The 2-2 is lifted high in the air out to deep left field. Nibbins back. He's watching. Forget about it. It's gone. Jack of the year for Cam Cauley. Final day of the season, and Cauley comes within one home run of his career high, his 14th long ball, and the Riders lead 4-0. What a swing. Hit the foul home run. Two pitches later, he hits it fair. 95 off the bat, 346 feet. A towering blast. Here's Franmer Chavez, and he takes a strike. On the outside corner, it's 0-1. All right, that's great to see. The pitch is high, and it's one ball and one strike. So the Riders leaving, or picking up rather, right where they left off. The pitch is high of the zone, and it's two balls and one strike. Chavez walked in the first inning, and he ladles this pitch foul back behind home into the netting. It's two balls and two strikes. Cauley showing off the power that he has shown off all year. Offering in to Chavez, and he cuts and misses off the outside corner on a fastball for strike three. So fourth strikeout for Owen. All four outs he's recorded have been via the K. And now Sebastian Walcott makes his way in. Pitch home. Outside corner for his strike. Walcott laced a single into left. His first trip up in the 0-1. He swings and misses at a high fastball. It's 0-2. Four nothing Frisco in this bottom of the second inning. Owen shoulders square to the first base dugout. Rocks it home with the 0-2. And Walcott pops it up. Shallow center field. Second baseman Vaz back. He puts it away. There are two outs. Luis Meneses now. 4-0 Riders in the second. Offering in. Outside corner for strike one. Two-run single for Louis in the first inning. Six RBIs in the series. And Meneses and Jones have combined for 17 RBIs in the six games in this series now. 0-1. Swing and a miss.
slowed down his bat on a curveball low and outside. It's 0-2. That's pretty good production from the middle of your order. Big reason why the Riders are in prime position now to take 5 of 6 to end the season. Neither team is going to make the playoffs this year, which is unfortunate because the Riders have put in a lot of memorable games and pretty good season overall. 0-2 pitch from Owen. Macy's puts into the air out to left center field, carrying on Nivens, though he cuts into the alley. He's there to make the catch, and the inning is over. Off Riders get a solo home run from Cam Colley, and they lead it 4-0. Top third next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
Head over to the Lazy Dog Restaurant and enjoy made-from-scratch meals. Dine in at the Stacy Green Shopping Center in Allen or order for pickup or delivery. Free on orders over $25. Visit LazyDogRestaurants.com. Lazy Dog is a proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
This is Kamar Rocker, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Take a look at the Texas League South Division standings. This is the overall season, not just the halves. The Rough Riders have already clinched the best record in the Texas League South overall, up by 2 games in the last game of the season. That means a lot, even though the Riders will not play postseason baseball this year. First pitch home to Daniel Vasquez from Jose Gonzalez is a strike. After a 6-pitch inning for Jose, back to work in the third, 4-0 Frisco. Well, the Rough Riders at 72-63, the third best overall record in the Texas League this year. 0-1, sent in the air into right center field. Colley coasting back. He's coming up near the warning track, just shy of it. He makes the catch over his left shoulder. One out. Fly out to center field, and now Omar Hernandez makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders up 4-0 in the top of the third inning. For the Rough Riders, it's their fourth winning season in their last 5 years. The only year they did not have a winning season was 2023, which was Carlos Cardoza's first year as the Riders' manager. Gonzalez works to the plate and misses just off the outside edge. It's 1 ball and no strikes. Even though they've made an over 500 record in 4 of the 5 years, they've made the playoffs just twice. Now in the last 5 seasons. 1-0. Chopped up the third baseline. Hardy comes up with a backhand. Whips it sidearm to first. Right on target. And in time to get Hernandez. 2 down. Perfect throw from Theo Hardy on a pretty play. But 2 outs. Top of the order now in Rudy Martin. 4-0 Riders in the third. Martin, the left-handed batter. Gonzalez comes home. Martin shows bunt and pulls back. Watches down and inside. 1 ball, no strikes. Only Springfield and Wichita have a better record this season in the Texas League than Frisco.
1-0. Martin swings and misses. It's 1-1. Cutter at the bottom of the zone. Ryder is not making the playoffs in 2021 because it was coming out of COVID, and it wasn't the half winners. It was the two best overall records in the Texas League that made the playoffs. So Ryder's finished third. 1-1. Up and outside. Two balls and one strike. And then, of course, not making it this year as they missed out by half a game in the first half. And Amarillo clinched on Wednesday in this final week of the season in the second half. Gonzalez, deep breath, shoulders up and down. He comes home with the 2-1. Down and in. Missing in the dirt. Three balls and one strike. So the Riders will, unfortunately, not have playoffs after today. We'll have to wait till next year. It's a great thing is there's always next year. 3-1 pitch. And finds the outside corner with a cutter for a strike. 3-2 now on Martin with two outs in this third inning. 4-0 Frisco. Infield plays to pole for the left-handed batter. And the right-hander about to pitch, but Martin calls time. Rudy Martin playing his 66th game at this level this year. Long-time Kansas City Royals farmhand, dating all the way back in the mid-2010s. 3-2. He takes off the outside corner. It's ball four. Missing with a splitter. A walk to Rudy Martin. First walk for Gonzalez today. Carson Rockeford steps in. Rockeford, a strikeout swinging in the first inning on that splitter. Gonzalez struck out the first two he saw on the splitter. And that ends a string of six consecutive retiring. The pitch is outside. Runner goes. Throw down his second. Not in time. Martin, about as speedy as they come. It's his 39th steal. He swipes second base. It's 1-0 on Rockeford. Rangers are finishing out their series in New York today against the Mets. The pitch. Outside corner for a strike. And it's one ball and one strike. Former Rough Rider Reed Garrett on to pitch for the Mets. And Jock Peterson just tied the game. A two-run single. A strike on the outside corner, and it's, or excuse me, just misses with the splitter, and it's two balls and one strike. So, Jock Peterson, the two-run single in the seventh inning to tie the game at two. This pitch is grounded out to second. Chavez dives. He's got it from a knee. Throws to first, and Mieses keeps his foot on the bag. Sparkling defense from Framier Chavez. Still 4-0 Riders. We go to the bottom of the third inning after this on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you use directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
If you're stuck in a high car payment, own your independence at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. Break free with one-time holiday savings and more for your trade. Your current vehicle may never be worth more. A huge selection of new Chevys on sale. Own your independence. One-time savings and more for your trade could lower your payments. See how much you'll save at ClassicChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Axis Custom Pools is the official pool builder of the Frisco Rough Riders.
a veteran-owned company located in Anna, Texas, Axis Custom Pools services all throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area. Axis Custom Pools can create your dream outdoor oasis to accommodate any backyard. Give us a call today or visit our website to book your free design consultation and check out our Facebook page for monthly giveaways. Axis Custom Pools, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rhythm Energy is offering affordable rates and top-notch customer service. Rhythm puts all its energy into serving you. Switch and save in minutes by going to GotRhythm.com. Back in beautiful Frisco, Texas. Gorgeous day. Riders leading 4-0. Keith Jones, the second, starts it against Hunter Owen in the third. The Riders up by 4 in the pitch. Fouled straight back by Jones. It's 0-1. Keith had an RBI single in the second inning. In the first inning. He's turning a really solid first pro season out of New Mexico State University by way of Washington State. Owen comes in. Sent in the air down the left field line out of play. No balls, two strikes. It's really interesting to see what he comes back like next year. More often than not, you see guys like him who come up mid-season and perform at this level the way he has start again next season at the AA level. 0-2. Breaking ball dips below the zone, and it's one ball and two strikes. So we'll probably see Keith next year here as well at Riders Field. You hope he just blows everyone out of the water right away. 1-2. Breaking ball pounded into the ground out to second and under Javier Paz's glove into right center. Jones picks up his second hit of the day. Paz having to go to his backhand side to his right. Just went under his glove. Already the sixth hit today for Frisco. Paz gave it all he had, just could not make the play. Eli Marrero takes his turn. Right-handed batting switch hitter. Initial pitch is down and in. It's one ball and no strikes. For Jones, you'd love to see, obviously, an improvement on defense. He can definitely hit. On his outfield play, the pitch is fouled back into Hernandez's glove. It's 1-1. Could use some improvement. I think he'll be the first to tell you that. He's definitely here because of his bat. Stretch in the 1-1. Fouled back. And the boards behind home plate. It's 1-2. Marrero struck out looking in the first inning. Infield to pull for the right-handed batter as Owen comes set. Looking over at first and kicks and deals home. Curveball, got him looking outside corner. Marrero down on strikes for the second time. Owen's whipped 5 now. One away in the third for Ian Mahler. It's a perfectly located curveball and Marrero looking for something else. Mahler walked his first trip up. Owen's pitch. Dots the outside corner at the knees. It's 0-1. Mahler now 1-for-6 with a double and 4 walks in this series. 0-1 offering from the left-hander. Curveball dribbled out in front of home. Owen off the hill, bare hands, turns, throws onto first and gets in. Jones down to second on the play. There are two outs. A really good reaction time by the 6'6" left-hander getting off the hill. Went to the bare hand pickup. Hit the spin cycle. Threw over to first. And just able to beat Mahler. Well, Theo Hardy now. He struck out in the first. Four nothing Frisco with Jones at second. Owens pitch. A ground ball hits softly to third. Johnson's got it. Turns and throws onto first base. He retires Hardy for the final out of the third. Top of the fourth inning next. It's 4-0 Frisco on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Antone's Famous Po' Boys are handmade daily right here in Texas. With recipes that haven't changed since 1962, it's no wonder generations of Texans have enjoyed these iconic Po' Boys. Each Antone's Po' Boy is wrapped in white butcher paper and made with the highest quality meats, cheeses, chow chow relish, and pickles, all on their fresh French bread. Mustang fans can grab them on SMU's campus or at the stadium. University of Dallas fans can also find it on campus. Pick up your Po' Boy at your local HEB, Kroger, Market Street, or Tom Thumb. Antone's is a proud sponsor of Rough Riders Baseball.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
This is Justin Foscue.
Justin Foscue continues the power display.
And you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Rough Riders a 4-0 advantage in this top of the fourth inning. Jose Gonzalez back to work. He's been very efficient through his three innings so far. The right-hander, 32 pitches, 22 of them for strikes. Helped out by a six-pitch inning in the second. Gavin Cross making his way to the plate. Left-handed batter against the right-hander Gonzalez. Doubled his first time up. And Gonzalez brings it in. Misses up and outside with a first pitch breaking ball. And it's one ball and no strikes. That's the slider from Gonzalez. We haven't seen a ton of that pitch today from the right-hander. It's been a lot of fastball, cutter, and splitter. 1-0. Burns the fastball on the lower edge inside corner, and Cross flicks it foul to the right side. It's one ball and one strike. Cross, a top prospect in this organization. Former first-round pick, someone who the Royals are very high on. Hitting .235 this season. He has shown off power, though, with 17 home runs. Gonzalez nods emphatically yes at the sign in the 1-1. Off the plate away, it's two balls and one strike. Right-hander Gonzalez has two strikeouts today, both of them the first two batters of the ballgame. He rocks home. Up and outside, it's three balls and one strike. Gonzalez seems to figure into the Rough Riders' opening day rotation next year as well. After making this his fifth start with the Rough Riders, coming up from high A. He delivers home with a 3-1. Hit hard but foul up the first baseline. It's three balls and two strikes. And Gonzalez will probably be part of a rotation that is very deep for the Rough Riders. I have to imagine the rotation might be somewhat similar next year to what it finished out this year at. Deep breath by the right-hander, and he comes home with a 3-2. Ladled into shallow right center field. Colley sprinting in. Not enough speed for him to get there. Nobody can get to that baseball if Cam Colley can. Gavin Cross singles into center field, and now it's time for our Fenton Athletics This Day in Baseball History. It was on this date in 1990, Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr. became the first father-son duo to hit back-to-back home runs in a game. It was in Anaheim, and one of the truly best moments in baseball history. Ken Griffey Sr. in his long career, mostly starring with the Cincinnati Reds as part of the Big Red Machine. and then finishing his career with his son in Seattle. First pitch home to Brent Squires is a swing and a miss, and it's 0-1 on the splitter. Remember the press conference when Senior signed, Ken Griffey Jr. had already been there, and it was Jr.'s rookie season. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Another splitter below the zone. It's 0-2. And Junior and Senior were arguing on camera about who should have Junior or Senior on their jersey. Can't have two Griffies. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Another splitter. He strikes him out. Third strikeout for Gonzalez. This one off the plate away, and there's one out in the fourth inning. A devastating splitter off the outside edge. Spencer Nivens now. Well, anyway, they were pointing at each other's jersey and said, you know, Senior said, you know, yours should say Junior. I'm your dad. And Junior said, I was here first with the Mariners. Yours should say Senior. There's the stretch and the pitch. Actually, a throw over to first, not in time. Those two had a lot of fun. Of course, Junior playing center field. Senior was out in left. There was a time where there was a fly ball and a pretty straightaway left field, and Junior went over and took it right from his dad. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Swing and a miss. A fourth straight splitter. This one, the first pitch to Nivens, and it's 0-1. Junior thought it was hilarious. Senior didn't think it was very funny. He said, I should have grounded him for that. Still a 20-year-old kid at that point. And the kid remained a kid throughout his career. The pitch is off the plate away, and it's one ball and one strike. Ken Griffey Jr. and Ken Griffey Sr., one of the best father-son duos in baseball history. 1-1 pitch home to Nivens. Broken bat roller back to the hill. Gonzalez fires off of Walcott's glove at second base and out into center field, and Walcott is hurt. Oh, no. He crumples at the second base bag. Oh, brother. And here comes Rough Riders trainer Michael Thiel, the entire infield coming up to check on Walcott. On an errant throw that sailed into center field, Walcott down at second base. Oh, man. He came up across the bag. The throw was to his left. He reached out, and I don't want to speculate at all as to what happened. But he is down, and he is not moving right now. He's not grabbing in particular at any part of his body. He's up now on his backside and being helped up by Michael Thiel, the trainer. And now dusting himself off. A scary moment. And he's standing with his hands on his knees behind the second base bag. If you're watching on the stream, let's take another look at it. Gonzalez fielded it and threw, and he just slipped, completely missed the bag. And immediately went down. The way he went down, again, you don't want to speculate. It almost looked like he possibly could have tweaked something in his back. And yeah, it looks like he's holding his lower back. So he's going to stay in this game, which is great to see, because the way he crumpled was very worrisome initially. Holding that lower back, which is always so scary, as those lower back issues tend to persist. So he's staying in the ballgame, and good thing too. Runners at first and second on the throwing error, one out. Here's Javier Vaz, 4-0 Riders in the fourth inning. The pitch. Line into right field, that's down the line, in there for a base hit. Cross up to third, he gets the wave home. The throw misses the cutoff man, and Cross comes in to score on the Spencer Nivens RBI single. It's
on the Javier Vaz RBI single. Nivens up to second base. He reached on the fielder's choice error. Javier Vaz with the RBI single, scoring cross. And here's Justin Johnson now. The pitch. Outside corner, a called strike, and it's 0-1. 4-1 Rough Riders now. Top of this fourth inning. Pitch to Johnson. Outside corner, a strike, and it's 0-2. Cross is not an earned run at this juncture because he would have been out on a successful fielder's choice. You can't assume the double play. So it's an unearned run as of now. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Got him off the outside edge with a sweeper. Fourth strikeout for Gonzalez. Two down for Daniel Vasquez. Good looking pitch from Gonzalez off the outside edge to the righty. Vasquez in from the right side. Gonzalez comes in and misses up and in with the breaking ball. One ball and no strikes. Like the slider just slipped out of his hand. 4-1 Rough Riders, top of the fourth. Gonzalez from his stretch, the 1-0. Just high. Two balls and no strikes on Vasquez. One run in. Vasquez represented the eighth spot of the order, playing in just his fifth double-A game coming up earlier this week. Made his debut on Tuesday. 2-0. He pops it up right side. Foul ground. Meeses over towards the warning track. Has room and makes the catch. So damage limited to just one run in the fourth. We go into the bottom half of the fourth inning. 4-1 Riders in the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact-resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Howdy, Rough Riders fans. Are plumbing problems throwing you a curveball? Knock it out of the park with Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, the exclusive plumbing partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. We share a commitment to patriotism and excellence. In fact, if there's any delay, it's you we pay. Step up to the plate and get our double deal. No trip charge plus $50 off any plumbing repair. Don't strike out with Sumpar service. Text Book It to 833-201-1776. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing will have your home running smoother than a well-executed double play.
This is Alejandro Osuna, and you're listening to the Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Peak Roofing and Construction is the one-stop roofing company serving the DFW and Austin areas. They provide top residential roofing services for your home. Visit peakroofingandconstruction.com to learn more. Bottom four, Rough Riders up 4-1 in this season finale. Thanks for spending your Sunday afternoon with us.
Marcus Smith steps in against Hunter Owen in the first pitch. Down in the dirt, skips away, and it's one ball and no strikes. 9-1-2 for the Rough Riders. It's Smith, Colley, and Chavez. Smith struck out swinging in the first inning. He homered yesterday, the 1-0. Swing and a miss off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Smith is a guy who has a lot of power. Been able to tap into that at times this year. 1-1. Inside corner for strike two. It's one ball and two strikes. But has lacked the luck in some hard hit balls to really hit for a well, hit well on the average side. 1-2. Swing and a miss at a high fastball, strike three. One out for Cam Colley. Last time he came up, he blasted a home run. His 14th home run of the season. So through his first two at-bats, a home run and a double. Are we on cycle watch here as he gets his third at-bat in the fourth? There has never been a cycle in Rough Riders franchise history. The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. Makes you think back as well to the final game of the year in 2023. The Rough Riders had Danny Duffy, the former 10-year big leaguer, in their bullpen. Oh, man, was he a joy. He was great. The pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Just a fantastic human being. His final inning he pitched, actually in his career with the Rough Riders, 1-1. Top of the zone is strike, and it's 1-2. Was an immaculate inning on that season finale for the Rough Riders in Amarillo. 9 pitches, 3 strikeouts. He said that was the second immaculate inning he's ever thrown in his career. It was on the final day of the season. So do we have a cycle for Cam Colley in the final day? 1-2. Off the outside corner, 2 balls and 2 strikes. If there's anybody who could pick up the triple, it's Cam Colley. He has 6 of them this year. And just about as much speed as you could possibly ask for. Owens 2-2. He lifts it into left center field, sending Martin back, battling the sunshine. It's over his head and up against the fence. Colley up to second. He's on his way to third. And he's a single shy of the cycle. A triple for Cam Colley, his 7th of the season. All he needs is the single. Martin lost that completely in the sunshine, and it landed off the warning track and up against the fence. Ask and you shall receive from Cam Colley, who now has 5 innings to pick up a single. Franier Chavez steps to the plate. Infield comes in, 4-1 Riders, and time called. Boy, what a day. First offering on its way. Fouled away to the right side, it's 0-1. That'd be a pretty good way of finishing out your season. The pitch. 1 ball and 1 strike. Hidden. Curveball got him on the left leg. Chavez hit by a pitch, puts runners on the corners. And now Sebastian Walcott. Chavez will head into the offseason with a bruise. Oh, the left ankle. I don't care if that ball is going at 76 miles an hour. That hurts. There's not a lot of padding on that left ankle. And time called. Larry Carter, the pitching coach, steps out from the dugout. Walcott, 1-for-2 today with a single into left field in the first inning. And the Riders have been all over Hunter Owen so far in this game. He's thrown 75 pitches through 3 1/3. This good crowd getting behind Sebastian Walcott and the Rough Riders. First pitch. Misses low. 1-0. Action again out of the Northwest Arkansas bullpen. Down the right field line. 1-0 offering. Curveball hit down the line and left and foul by just a couple of feet. And it's 1-1. Off the end of the bat, kind of a floater, hugging the line and just tailing foul. So 1-1. Walcott looking to pick up one of his best friends, Cam Colley, over at third. And the pitch. He swings and lines it the other way this time and foul over towards the bullpen. Hey, and a catch. One of the bullpen pitchers for Northwest Arkansas. That's Ethan Bosacker, who's supposed to pitch here out of the bullpen today at some point. 1-2. The offering, and Walcott grounds it foul back behind home, still 1-2. Chavez was off on that pitch, and he'll head back in to first base, so the ankle seemingly doing all right. Infield slightly to pull. Left-hander stretches in the 1-2. Curveball dribbled out in front of the plate. And the pickup at the mound by Owen. He goes to second for the out and gets Chavez. Right, pretty good throw and a good play. Got to be really quick to make that play. He delivered a strong throw right on the money to Vaz at second base. So Walcott reaches on the fielder's choice. There are two outs now for Luis Mieses. Two-run single in the first inning. Runners remain on the corners and two down. Mieses has been one of the better hitters for the Rough Riders in these kind of situations. And it looks like they're going to take Walcott out of this game. So just a shame. Walcott, who dealt with an apparent lower back injury in the field earlier in the game, is walking off the field. So his day is done. He is supposed to play in the Arizona Fall League following this season. So hopefully it's not too bad of an injury, and hopefully he will be able to play in the Fall League. But the Rough Riders, unfortunately, will not finish this season off with Walcott in the lineup. Finishes 1-for-3 in his final game of the season in 2025 before getting pulled. Rough Riders playing with a man down in their lineup. We'll have to get a little bit creative now. Caper Rodriguez will probably come in. And it's Julian Brock who is going to come in at first. And he's coming out of the out of the clubhouse. Looks like a scene coming out of the bullpen. Actually, I think he was coming out of the bullpen. I think he was the bullpen catcher today. He was. So Brock was the bullpen catcher. He had to run in to the clubhouse and get his helmet. And now here he is at first base. So Julian Brock getting his batter's helmet and now pinch running at first. Again, hopefully Wally's all right. Runners at the corners. Two outs in this bottom of the fourth inning. 4-1 Rough Riders. And the offering home. Fastball spears the outside edge. A strike to Mieses. And it's 0-1. One for two day for the first baseman. He had a two-run single in the first inning. The pitch. He chases at a breaking ball below the zone. Down in the dirt, it's one ball and one strike. Colley standing at third, a single away from the first cycle in Riders franchise history. The pitch. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. And that's strike three. The inning is over. Well, the Riders get a triple from Colley. They cannot score him, though. And we go to the top of the fifth. 4-1. Riders still lead on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
How does up to 20 hours a day of super cheap electricity sound? With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift Plan, they're all yours. Just do your best to shift big appliances away from peak hours and get rewarded with super cheap rates the rest of the day. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Time is running out to own your independence at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Break free from paying too much with one-time July 4th savings and more for your trade. Your current vehicle may never be worth more. Don't miss the final days of July 4th savings and more for your trade at the back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. See how much you'll save at ClassicChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive.
Based on new Chevrolet registrations, 2023 and 2024.
Step up to the plate and take your career's next big swing with the McKinney Police Department. Looking for a job with high pay, exciting variety, and the stability you need? McKinney Police Department offers competitive salaries up to $109,000 per year, plus great benefits and a career that's anything but boring. Ready to knock it out of the park? Get started today at McKinneyPolice.org/apply.
This is Dustin Harris, and you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Jose Gonzalez back to work in the top of the fifth inning. Frisco a 4-1 advantage. The one run, an unearned run against Gonzalez due to his own error in the fourth. Omar Hernandez in the ninth spot makes his way to the plate. And the right-hander's initial pitch. Swing and a miss on a breaking ball below the zone. It's 0-1. Well, it was a injury replacement. Sebastian Walcott is done. So Cam Colley shifts from center to shortstop. This pitch is ladled foul back behind the plate. And it's 0-2. So Colley is now at short. Julian Brock is at first base. Luis Mieses shifts to right field and Marcus Smith to center. The pitch. Breaking ball fouled back, and it's still 0-2, so we'll reset that for you. Keith Jones in left, Marcus Smith in center, Mieses in left, in right field. Theo Hardy at third, Cam Colley is the Rough Riders shortstop, Rainier Chavez at second base, and Julian Brock at first. Eli Marrero didn't move, he's still catching. The pitch. Lifted down the left field line. Keith Jones over. He has to play it on a couple of hops. Hernandez on his way towards second base, and he's in there standing with a double on an 0-2 pitch leading off this fifth inning. We got a splitter that got a little bit too much of the plate and got out in front of it. Hit it down the left side. Ernie Martin makes his way in. Martin at the leadoff spot in the order. 0-for-1 today with a walk. Gonzalez comes home. A bunch shown, and he pulled back. Back pick down to second. The throw to third, and Hernandez is tagged out by Hardy. Beautiful job by Eli Marrero, the catcher, throwing down to second. Colley had a tough time getting it out of his glove at first, but did deliver a strong in-time throw to Hardy, who laid down the tag. Hernandez really had no shot to get back to the bag at second. His only shot was to try to get into third. He didn't even slide at third base. But eliminated for the first out in his fifth inning. Caught stealing 2-6-5. One down. And the 1-0. Popped up on the right side. Brock newly into the game, into foul ground. Makes the catch. Time now for our Avondale Dealerships Road of the Show spotlight. It's Cody Freeman with the Rangers in his last four games, 5-for-15. He's doubled. He has three RBIs. He's scored a run. But Cody has been such a big catalyst. Just laid down a bunt for a sacrifice in the top of the ninth inning for the Rangers. The pitch. Swing and a miss by Rocafort. It's 0-1. Rangers currently playing in New York against the Mets, looking for a three-game sweep at Citi Field. They're tied at 2 in the bottom of the ninth inning. The pitch. A chopper foul up the first baseline. No balls, two strikes. Cedric Mullins just single. So one on. In the bottom of the ninth inning with one out, Sean Armstrong on to pitch for the Rangers. No balls and two strikes on Rocafort. Gonzalez shakes off the first sign, likes the second. And delivers home the 0-2. Down and in with the splitter. One ball, two strikes. Splitter has been a really good swing and miss pitch, and he used it to strike out Rocafort in the first inning. Went away with the splitter and got Chase out of the zone. Let's see if he goes with that pitch again here. 1-2. Swing and a miss. He did. The splitter for strike three. And we go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Rough Riders leading 4-1 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
We're back for the bottom of the fifth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Ethan Bosacker makes his way onto the hill. It's a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen for the first time today after four innings for Hunter Owen in the season finale. Owen finishes with a final line of four innings. He surrendered four runs, all earned on seven hits. He struck out seven and walked two. Keith Jones leads it off against the right-hander Bo Sacker, who delivers home. And a curveball misses low. It's one ball and no strikes. Bo Sacker is a 24-year-old right-hander, 6'2", 210 pounds. The 1-0 is hit high in the air out to right center field, a towering drive, but it stays in the park. Martin back a couple steps, and he's there to make the catch. One away for Eli Marrero. 1-0-1 off the bat from Jones, but a fly ball out. Couple of looking strikeouts for Marrero today, but that came from the right side of the plate. He now flips around and bats from the left side of the plate. Bo Sacker delivers. That's high. One ball, no strikes. A Minneapolis, Minnesota native went to college in Cincinnati at Xavier University. The pitch. That's fouled straight back, and it's one ball and one strike. Split time this year between AA and AAA. The pitch is a swing and a miss, and it's 1-2. Curveball from the right-hander. With Northwest Arkansas, 18 appearances, 11 of them starts, 6-3 with a 3.74 ERA. An ERA just shy of 5 in AAA this year. 1-2. Chased off the outside corner, cut on and missed, strike three. Bo Sacker picks up his first strikeout. One down for Ian Muller. Four-one Rough Riders. Last of the fifth inning. Pitch home. Curveball, strike. Bottom of the zone. It's actually the sweeper. 0-1 on Muller, who walked his first trip up. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Another breaking ball away. 0-2. Muller calls for time, steps out, reestablishes the right side of the box. 0-2. Cut on and miss. Strike three. Breaking ball off the plate away. And it's a 1-2-3 inning for Ethan Bosacker out of the bullpen. We're to the top of the sixth next. Rough Riders still 4-1 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Is your business ready to stand out in a crowded market? At Fast Signs of Frisco, they empower your brand with custom signage solutions that captivate and engage. From eye-catching banners to dynamic displays, their team of experts tailor every project to meet your unique needs. With over 70 years of combined experience, Fast Signs of Frisco delivers the quality and innovation you expect. Transform your business today with Fast Signs of Frisco, where your visual communications dreams become a reality. Visit them online or stop by their center at 9411 Preston Road, next to Hutchins Barbecue. Fast Signs of Frisco, the premier sign solution for Frisco and all of North Dallas.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the barnstorming Negro Leagues team, the Dallas Black Giants, to the diamond this season at Riders Field. Help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. For tickets and more information on the Dallas Black Giants, head online at ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Play ball!
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
InTouch Credit Union provides accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning and more. Interested? Visit itcu.org. Rough Riders a 4-1 advantage into the top of the sixth inning. Jose Gonzalez still out there. And the right-hander goes to work against Gavin Cross in the three spot in the order. He hits a first pitch up and outside. 1-0. Cross is 2-for-2 today. Now 7-for-24 in this series. Good way to finish out his season. 1-0 offering. He spoils it foul, backing out of play. 1-1. We mentioned the length that Jose Gonzalez has been able to provide the Rough Riders. 4 starts. His shortest start has been 5 innings. He's done that twice. 1-1. Popped up. Left side. Hardy going back. It's Jones coming in from left field, and he makes the catch. 1 down for Brett Squires, and it's time for our Collin College trivia question today. We mentioned earlier that on this day in baseball history, Ken Griffey Jr. and Sr. hit back-to-back home runs. So our trivia question, by Baseball Reference War, who are the best father-son duos in baseball history? Kind of a fun question. Keep in mind, as the offering comes home to Squires, it's hammered out to deep right field. The ace is just a courtesy look as it hits off the base of the fence. Squires up to second base. He pulls in with a double. Just got on top of it. And he doubles with one out. 107 on the exit velocity out to right field. A splitter hanging right in the middle of the plate. So runner at second base and one out. Here's the stretch and the offering in. Swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. So the trivia question, best father-son duos in baseball history. Keep in mind that a lot of this is because of one of the father or sons carrying a brunt of the war load, if you will. Stretch in the 0-1. Lined out to right field. It lands in for a base hit. Squires had to hold up to see if it was going to be caught at second or not. He heads into third. Runners on the corners now with one out. Javier Vaz steps in. You probably have guessed number one just based on Baseball Reference War alone. There's a look at the base hit by Nivens. Number one by a large margin. Bobby and Barry Bonds. Bobby Bonds, a very good player in his day. Almost 60 Baseball Reference War. And then Barry Bonds, almost 163 Baseball Reference War. Here's the stretch. And the offering into Vaz. Strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Number two was our this day in baseball history. It's the Griffeys. Griffey Sr. and Jr. are the number two father and son duo. Stretch in the 0-1 pitch. Low and outside. It's 1-1. Number three, have to dip back into the 90s and earlier for this one, early 2000s as well. It's the Alous, Felipe and Moises Alou. Moises Alou, a very good player in his day. So was Felipe. The pitch is off the outside corner, and it's 2-1. Number four, helped out a lot by the Hall of Famer dad. It's the Guerreros, Vlad Guerrero Sr. and Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who sits at 26 WAR as it stands right now, coming into today's action for the Blue Jays. 2-1. Spoiled foul. A line up over the netting back behind home. Still 2-2. And the number five best father-son duo in baseball history by B-WAR. It's baseball family royalty, the Boones, Ray Boone and Bob Boone. Coming in at just over 50 combined WAR between the two of them. And, of course, Aaron and Brett coming later. Throw goes over to first, not in time. Brett Boone, of course, now the hitting coach for the Rangers. Aaron Boone now the manager for the Yankees. So take a look at our answers. The Bonzes, the Griffies, the Alus, the Guerreros, and the Boones. Pretty good father-son duos in baseball history. 2-2 home. Off the plate away. Three balls, two strikes. 4-1 Rough Riders, top of the sixth inning. Two on and one out. Riders bullpen is quiet. Gonzalez from the belt. He whips in the 3-2 pitch to Vaz. Fly ball into shallow center field. Smith coming in. This could be interesting. And he's there to make the catch. Squires tags. The throw in hits the cutoff man. Squires dives across head first safely. So a sacrifice fly for Javier Vaz. Justin Johnson steps to the plate. Riders now lead 4-2. Gonzalez trying to complete this sixth inning and making another quality start. It would be his third in five outings with the Rough Riders. He went seven innings back on August 17th against Midland. Six innings at Midland his last time out. He delivers. Misses up and in. It's one ball and no strikes. Tonight is welcome to Frisco Riders version for you big Swifties out there. We'll have a post-game Taylor Swift concert out of the berm in left center field. Is it actually Taylor Swift? Oh, no. I'm getting word it's not actually Taylor Swift. The pitch is fouled off to the right side. It's one ball and one strike. So sorry for those of you who thought it would be Taylor Swift performing at Riders Field. It's an impersonator. It's the lover Taylor Swift experience. There's a look at the stage if you're watching on stream out in left center field. Well, post-game concert, final game of the year. 1-1. Lifted down the left field line. Smith cutting over towards the line, and he runs out of room. Just shy of the Riders' bullpen in foul territory. One ball and two strikes. And I'll be jamming out in my Taylor Swift glasses out there at the concert post-game. Play ready for it, you know, shouting out. One ball and two strikes. The pitch. Lifted out to left field and deep. Jones going back, turning around, hits off the middle of the fence. Niven speeds up to third. He gets the stop sign. And Justin Johnson doubles off the wall and left to put runners at second and third. And now the tying run is in scoring position all of a sudden in the sixth inning. A splitter that hung up on the inside edge. And Johnson got out in front of it and crushed it. The hanging splitter has been the kryptonite today for Gonzalez. A lot of the hard contact has been off that elevated splitter. And that was the culprit there. So Willie Valdez makes his way to the mound. Rough Riders pitching coach. All right, we were talking about the post-game concert. We got the sunglasses here. This is the work of our senior director of marketing, Kristen King. I always write smile and be positive on my scorebook, so this is slime and be positive. I don't know. Works out pretty well. Concert will be out in left center field. Daniel Vasquez steps in. Runners at second and third. Two outs. The pitch. That's low and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Vasquez 0 for 2 today. He's flied out and popped down. 1-0. He lifts it into left. That's down for a base hit. Nivens in to score. Johnson coming home. He scores without a throw, and the game is tied. 4-4 game in the sixth inning. Well, Gonzalez was just cruising. And now it looks like a pit stop going on in the Rough Riders bullpen down the left field line. The Naturals have jumped him for 3 runs in the sixth. Fatigue starting to set in a little bit. We mentioned the hanging splitter. That time it was the fastball on the inside edge that Vasquez took care of with a 2-run single into left. So tied at 4, and Gonzalez picks over. Not in time. Omar Hernandez, the batter, who doubled his last time up. Bunch of guys getting loose now in the Rough Riders bullpen. Jackson Kelly, rehabber Danny Coulomb, offering home, swing and a miss, slider off the edge, 0-1 on Hernandez. See Jackson Kelly working with the arm wings, arm flapper, not really sure what that thing's called. The pitch, off the end of the bat, a floater into left center field, that lands in for another hit. And now they're runners at first and second for the Naturals, already 3 runs in the inning. Fifth hit of the frame against Gonzalez. That time a cutter on the outside corner. Hernandez didn't hit it hard, but hit it just enough. Hernandez put a good swing on it and lined it into center. So now Rudy Martin at the top of the card. 4-4 game. Go-ahead run in scoring position. And Gonzalez lets it fly. This is outside, 1-0. Martin 0 for 2 with a walk today. It's the left-hander Larson Kindreich who starts the throw in the Frisco bullpen. One oh pitch. Misses below the zone. It's 2 balls and no strikes. Outfield plays to the pull side, so does the infield. And the 2-0. Fits across the outside corner with a backdoor cutter. 2-1. -91 degree day in Frisco, and the heat has been turned up a little bit on Gonzalez. He deals and misses below the zone with another cutter. It's 3 balls and 1 strike. See if he can wiggle out of this inning. This might be his last batter. He delivers. Swinging a foul straight back, and it's 3-2. He's thrown 86 pitches now. This next one will be 87. He strides to the top of the hill. Martin calls for time. Gonzalez takes his hat off, wipes some sweat off his brow. Redons the ball cap. Peers in with his glove resting against his left cheek. He has his sign from his backstop, Marrero. And now steps off. Runners will take off on this 3-2 pitch. Vasquez at second after his 2-run single. Hernandez at first after his single. And Gonzalez readies here and delivers in the 3-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out, and he escapes to keep the game tied. Three runs for Northwest Arkansas. It's 4-4 to the bottom of the sixth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you use directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why So-Chill tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, So-Chill chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of So-Chill chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Same.
So-Chill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
With Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan, you get up to 20 hours a day when electricity prices are insanely cheap. We're talking in the ballpark of a nickel per kilowatt hour. That's bonkers. Don't overpay for your electricity this summer and start saving with Rhythm Energy today. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Now back to the booth for the bottom of the sixth here on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
We go into the home half of the sixth inning, and we have a brand new game. Ethan Bosacker back to the hill for Northwest Arkansas. And the Rough Riders and the Naturals tied at four. Theo Hardy, Marcus Smith, and Cam Colley do up. 8-9-1, the pitch. Breaking ball for a strike, it's 0-1. Colley is sitting on a double, a home run, and a triple today. Hardy is 0-2. And the offering is up and outside, 1-1. Hardy batting as a left-handed hitter, normal switch hitter. 1-1, he shows bunt, pulls back, and watches low. It's two balls and one strike. Bosacker worked a 1-2-3 inning in the fifth. It is worth noting that Bosacker is a right-hander. Colley had his first three at-bats against the left-hander Owen. The pitch is a ground ball foul to the right side. It's 2-2, so that shakes things up a little bit for the man looking for the cycle due up third today. In his sixth. Infield plays to pole for Hardy. The shortstop Vasquez playing behind the second baseman. Right-hander looks over the top of his glove, and the 2-2 is sent foul back and out of play. It's still two balls and two strikes. Denny Coulomb is loosening in the Frisco pen, the rehabber, so probably see him in the seventh. A ground ball topped up the first baseline. Squires has got it. He takes it to the bag himself and retires Hardy. One out for Marcus Smith. And, well, coming up next is next season in this last game of the year. We'll have the home opener on April 7th. Mother's Day, Father's Day, and Independence Day are all at home next season for the Rough Riders. You can get your hospitality and season memberships online now at ridersbaseball.com. Pitch to Smith is bunted down the third baseline and trickles foul. It's 0-1. Can't wait for next season already. And if you are in a situation where you don't want to have a season without minor league baseball, and without Frisco Rough Riders baseball, make sure you get those tickets now. No reason to wait around. Great way to finish off the year here today. And our busy sales team will be back in the office tomorrow and ready to sign you up for season memberships for next year. 0-1 is sent in the air down the left side and out of play. And That's no balls and two strikes. Of course, want to give a wonderful and very deserving shout out to our marketing team as well that works so hard over the course of a long season. Here's the wind in the 0-2. Swing and a miss, and Smith is down on strikes. There are two down. So here's Cam Colley now. Double in his first at-bat. Homered in his second at-bat. And then in his third at-bat, he tripled. His seventh triple of the year. He is a single away from the first cycle in Riders franchise history. First pitch. Takes a strike at the bottom of the zone. It's 0-1. Colley facing a right-hander for the first time today. And he swings and hits a high fly ball. Towering drive down the left field line. Nivens over in foul ground. Just runs out of room. It's a foul ball, and it's 0-2. Colley just got out in front of it. So it's no balls and two strikes, and Colley walking back to the plate. When you hit a foul ball and you run it out, pitch clock does not run. So Colley grabs his bat, wants to reset things. And now calls for time. 6 extra base hits in the series now for Cam. 0-2, he pokes at it and flips it foul back behind home. Still no balls and two strikes. Not only in a situation here where you're trying to hit for the cycle, you're trying to get aboard with a 4-4 game. And Bosacker, the 0-2, he just catches a piece and fouls it back on a late defensive swing. Good slider right on the outside corner. No balls, two strikes in the center fielder. Trying to cap off an amazing year. 0-2 home. He pops it up again. Foul back behind home. 4 straight foul balls for Cam. And it's still 0-2. The pitch. He fouls it back again. Still no balls, two strikes. He adjusts the glasses, adjusts the batting gloves, sticking the bat under his left arm. Steps back into the back of the right-handed batter's box. Bosacker comes home. And Colley fouls it off in the air again to the right side. 6 straight foul balls. Bosacker tries it again here with the 0-2. And Colley swings, and it's a high fly ball down the left side. Nivens over towards foul ground. He's got room in fair territory. Makes the catch. And there's the final out of the sixth inning. We go into the seventh. Rough Riders and Naturals tied at 4 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
At USAA, we know the best way to serve our members is by building the best team. So we're looking for talented people like you to join us. From claims and finance to tech and beyond. But it's not just skill sets and impressive resumes we're looking for. It's the unique qualities that everyone at USAA shares and the passion to make a real difference for our members. Search USAAjobs.com and find out what we're made of.
USAA, Equal Opportunity Employer.
Attention Rough Riders fans. Life throws fastballs, and when it does, you want the Crowder Law Firm batting for you. Darlena Crowder has secured over 350 not guilty verdicts in Texas. Now that's what we call a winning streak. Remember, with the Crowder Law Firm, it's more than just defense. It's a home run of resources with unlimited investigation services and no additional charges to you. So don't let a legal curveball catch you off guard. Team up with the champions of defense. Call 214-544-0061 and get Darlena Crowder and her team on your side today. The Crowder Law Firm, your heavy hitters in the courtroom.
Power everyone's devices with Astound's ultra-reliable fast internet that delivers. Go to Astound.com for fiber-powered, award-winning internet starting at $20 a month. Why choose Astound? Get more of the speed you need for all your devices and do more of everything you love with a smooth internet connection. Plus, save more with Astound Mobile, offering a choice of plans that run on one of the largest and fastest 5G networks. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit Astound.com today. Restrictions apply. See Astound.com for details.
This is Ryan Lobus, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, call to the bullpen, brings Danny Coulon, the Major League rehabber, out of the pen for the Rough Riders. Tied at four with Frisco and Northwest Arkansas. Coulon trying to make his way back to the big leagues. Made a rehab appearance in a scoreless inning on Friday. Came over to the Rangers at the deadline in exchange for Garrett Horn, a lower-level minor league pitcher. Coulomb had dominated for the Orioles before the trade. The left-hander with the Orioles in 40 games, a 1.16 ERA. He has an over 7.5 ERA with the Rangers so far in six outings, but he's still thrown well this season. Full arsenal. Cutter, sinker, sweeper, four-seamer, and knuckle curve. He'll most often throw that cutter to both hands. Mostly will go sinker to left-handers, and then sweeper and four-seam fastball to right-handers. So expect to see the cutter and sinker here to the left-handed batting Carson Rocafort, leading off this top of the seventh inning. Opponents just hitting 217 against that cutter this year. First pitch. And Coulomb misses up and in. It's one ball and no strikes. Coulomb's career started with the Dodgers in 2014. Came up, made his major league debut with five appearances with the Dodgers. He delivers home. A ground ball on one hop out to second base. Chavez is there. Throws on to first and gets in. There's one out. Gavin Cross stepping to the plate. That was before the Dodgers' AA affiliate was in Tulsa. So he played his AA ball in 2014 with the Chattanooga Lookouts. At the time, the AA affiliate of the Dodgers, same team that had John Peterson on it. Offering home. Cross takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Well, then the following year, he was traded from the Dodgers to the A's organization in 2015, and he spent that time with the A's all the way through 2018. 0-1 is high. It's one ball and one strike. And 3 years with Minnesota, 2 years with Baltimore, and then 1 year with Minnesota. Excuse me, I said with Baltimore earlier this year. It was with Minnesota earlier this year before he was traded to the Rangers. The pitch. Off the end of the bat, flare into shallow left. It lands in front of Keith Jones. It's a base hit. A well-executed pitch off the outside corner on the slider. Just off the end of the bat from Cross. One out single in the seventh inning, tied at four. Brett Squires steps in. It's actually the cutter off the outside edge for him. First pitch to Squires is a ground ball bounced out to second. Chavez has got it on to second for one. Colley no throw to first. Just hit a little bit too softly. And Squires beats out the fielder's choice. So runner at first, two down for Spencer Nivens. The big league club, the Rangers, they fall today on a three-run walk-off homer by Pete Alonso. Bottom of the 10th inning. So a tough loss, but still a series win for the Rangers. The pitch. Line drive past Brock at first down the right side. Squires hits second. He motors into third. And Spencer Niven singles to put runners on the corners.
Ambush the first pitch on the fastball. Down and in. Runners on the edges. Javier Vaz steps in. Go ahead, run at third base. Coulomb from the stretch. He lets it fly. And it's off the outside corner. It's one ball and no strikes. Riders infield back into pole with two down. And it's top of the seventh. 1-0 pitch from Coulomb. Breaking ball inside corner for a strike. 1-1 on the knuckle curve. He now stretches and deals home. Well inside, hit him. Hit him with a fastball on the inner edge. And Vaz squats down in pain. Now he's taking a beating in this series as he tosses away his elbow guard. He took a ground ball off of the chin earlier in the series on Tuesday. That one got him on the right arm on the tricep, just above the elbow guard. So a hit by pitch loads the bases for Justin Johnson with two outs. Coulomb trying to throw a scoreless outing. Send us into the stretch. He deals home to Johnson and puts it on the outer portion for a strike. It's 0-1. First pitch cutter. He stretches and offers home. Down in the dirt. Herrero blocks. One ball and one strike. Coulomb not going to blow you away with his velocity. His fastball averages around 90 miles an hour, but very good location pitcher. Cutter will only be about 85 miles an hour. One ball and one strike. Here comes his 13th pitch of the outing. Up and outside with the fastball, and it's two balls and one strike. Larson Kindreich is loosening in the Frisco pen. Coulomb readies. And deals. It's fouled back. Two balls and two strikes, and now he's a strike away from getting out of the inning. Bases loaded, full of a naturals. And Coulomb rocks home with the 2-2. Got him swinging down and in. Coulomb picks up the strikeout. He leaves the bases loaded. And we go to stretch. Tied at 4 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Head over to the Lazy Dog Restaurant and enjoy made-from-scratch meals. Dine in at the Stacy Green Shopping Center in Allen or order for pickup or delivery. Free on orders over $25. Visit LazyDogRestaurants.com. Lazy Dog is a proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders.
This is Cam Cawley, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
A gorgeous day to finish out the season in Frisco. Rough Riders and Naturals tied at 4. Pranger Chavez making his way to the plate. Chavi has been hit by a pitch and walked today. He's 0-for-1. He faces Ethan Bosacker in the 7th inning. And the pitch home. He's taking all the way and watches a strike. It's 0-1. Mentioned Chavez will be a free agent after this. The pick is low and outside. And it's 1-1. So we shall see if he returns or not. Love to see him back in a Rangers affiliate uniform. 1-1 is sent in the air out to left field. This one pushing Nivens back. He's just shy of the warning track and makes the catch. One out for Julian Brock, his first plate appearance today, taking over for the injured Sebastian Walcott. If you're just joining us, there was a play at second base on a poorly thrown ball by Jose Gonzalez. And Walcott reached out, slipped at the base, fell down, and appeared to injure his lower back. The offering home. Strike on the upper edge outside corner. It's 0-1, so hopefully it's just a minor tweak and Walcott's okay. The pitch popped up right side of the infield. Vaz cutting over from second to his left. On the dirt, he makes the catch. Two down for Luis Meeses. Four ball game, bottom of the 7th. The pitch. He goes after the first offering and fouls it back. 0-1. 92-mile-an-hour fastball elevated against him. Four runs, 11 hits for the Naturals. Four runs, 7 hits for the Rough Riders. The pitch. Breaking ball slipped out of his hand. It sails off the outside corner. It's 1-1. Wind continued to blow out to center and left center field with ferocity. The 1-1. Cued off the end of the bat, foul, squibbing towards the on-deck circle on the left side. It's 1-2. And just like that, the wind just shut down completely. Those flags were straight up a little bit ago. 1-2. Down in the dirt. 2 balls, 2 strikes. 2 outs, bases clear. Final game of the season. Hope you all have enjoyed Rough Riders baseball this year. It's been a fascinating year. 2-2. Off the end of the bat, a floater into right field. It's sending Cross back a couple steps, and he's there to make the catch. A 1-2-3 inning for Ethan Bosacker. Into the top of the 8th, still tied at 4 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
meat. This spring, elevate your plate and serve up deliciousness at any budget. Take a trip to your local Wild Fork. Whether you're getting a jump on summer by firing up the grill or trying something new and fresh for spring, Wild Fork has everything you need at prices you'll love. When you're tired of the same old, come discover 700 quality frozen meat and seafood items. When you're tired of the same old, come discover over 700 quality frozen meat and seafood items and more at any of our 7 DFW Wild Fork locations. With Las Colinas and Addison locations opening this spring, visit us at www.wildforkfoods.com to learn more.
It's game time, Rough Riders fans. And just like baseball, some traditions only get better with time. That's why SoChill tortilla chips bring you the crunch of centuries-old recipes, made light, crisp, and irresistibly good. Founded from family traditions passed down for generations, SoChill chips are crafted to be so thin, so crisp, so good. So, whether you're at Riders Field or watching from home, grab a bag of SoChill chips and taste tradition in every bite.
Safe!
SoChill, proud sponsor of your Frisco Rough Riders.
This is Cody Bradford, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Another Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Danny Coulomb is done in his one inning in his rehab, and Marcin Kindreich takes over out of the Rough Riders bullpen. 4.68 ERA for the left-hander out of Bedford, Oregon. Daniel Vasquez stands in from the right side. And the initial pitch is up and outside. It's one ball and no strikes. Attendance has been announced for today on the final day of the season. 10,018 tonight. Or this afternoon, I should say. 1-0. As a strike on the upper edge in the outside corner. It's 1-1. Our thanks to everybody who made their way out today and who made their way out all season. Another great season of Frisco Rough Riders baseball as year number 22 goes in the books. 1-1 misses high and away. 2-1. Vasquez, two-run single in the sixth inning as this pitch is fouled off into Marrero's glove. 2-2. He's 1-for-3 today. Infield shifted to pole. Kindreich looking to finish off his season on a positive note. It's been a tough last couple starts or appearances in August and first couple in September. This offering just slips inside. 3-2. The southpaw from the stretch, he deals. Sent in the air, down the right side in the air, and foul. Into the netting. Julian Brock fumbles with the tarp. Wilson grabs it. And it's a souvenir for a kid. 3-2. Tied at 4 in the top of the 8th. Payoff in. A chopper on a hop over to third. Hardy's got it. Slings it sidearm to first in time. One away. Omar Hernandez the hitter. Nine-hole hitter, the catcher. Offering home. Down and in, 1-1 and no strikes. Kindreich did a lot of work over the offseason coming into this year to hone in that cutter, a new pitch for him. Paid off a pretty good year this year. His numbers would look fantastic if it weren't for a couple of tough starts or appearances his last couple times out. This pitch is a ground ball out into left field. A base hit for Hernandez. And the nine-hole hitter picks up a single, his second time picking up a hit today, and his third time reaching. Excuse me, it was a double, a single, and a single, actually. Not a walk. His third hit today. Put a 2 in there, and it looked like a B. So it's a 2B, not a BB. Double, single, and a single.
The pitch is a bunt. Back to the hill. Kindreich's got it. Thinks about second. Throws to first and just gets the Speedy Martin. Two outs. Hernandez up to second base. So two down, and Carson Rocafort hits with the go-ahead run at second in the eighth inning. Riders have already secured the series win. Looking to take 5 of 6. Left on left, the pitch is high, and it's 1 ball and no strikes. Infield plays to pole. Rocafort 0 for 4 today, 4 for 23 in the series. The pitch, outside corner for a called strike, it's 1-1. That's single for Hernandez, the 12th hit today for Northwest Arkansas. Been a good offensive team all season and finishing out the year with double digits in the hit column. 1-1 from Kindreich. Fouled away to the left side, and it's 1-2. So many of these guys, I think, ready for the season to end, but a lot of them, you know, going to miss baseball after a week. It's usually how it goes. You get a week off, and you start to get that itch again. The pitch off the plate away, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes. These seasons are really, really hard, really long, especially on your body as a baseball player. A lot of time every single day going out there in extreme heat late in the season. 2-2, well inside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. And so when neither team is making the playoffs and you have these last few games, it can be sometimes tough to get up and get motivated to play them, but both teams have played hard today. It's been good, clean baseball. Three, two pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Carson Kindreich picks up the K and strands the go-ahead run at second. Bottom eight next. Rough Riders and Naturals tied at 4 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, there's never been a better time to switch to Rhythm Energy's Power Shift plan and start saving immediately on your electricity bill. Nobody loves a low-scoring game, but everybody's a fan of low electricity bills. Shift power, save money, repeat. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more.
Ewing Buick GMC is the official truck dealership of the Frisco Rough Riders and the number one Buick GMC dealership in North Texas. With an extensive selection of new and used vehicles and a long history of excellent customer service, Ewing makes it easy to find your next off-roading, tool hauling, kid carrying, hard-working truck. Come by Ewing Buick GMC and experience why we're number one. Dallas North Tollway at Spring Creek Parkway or online at ewingbuickgmc.com.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you use directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact-resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Family-owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Hi, this is Cooper Johnson, catcher for the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Oh, the Lazy River for one final time, maybe in 2025. We take you into the bottom of the eighth inning, tied at 4. Keith Jones trying to visit the Lazy River here. Hosacker's pitch, and it's on the outside corner. A strike, it's 0-1. Riders trying to score the go-ahead run here in the eighth inning. It's a bit of a double-edged sword. The wind of the pitch. Inside, 1-1. If the Riders do play the bottom of the ninth, Cam Cauley is guaranteed an at-bat. He's not guaranteed an at-bat if they score a quick run here. 1-1. Up and out. It's 2 balls and 1 strike. Cauley
a single away from a cycle. He had three at-bats through four innings. It looked like he'd had plenty of opportunities. 2-1 off the plate away, 3-1, but Ethan Bosacker has come out of the bullpen and completely shut down the Rough Riders' offense. Frisco does not have a base runner against Bosacker. He's gone 9 up, 9 down. Jones calls time and steps out. Ahead in the count, 3-1. Right-hander peels into his wind in this 4-4 game. The 3-1 is fouled straight back. Boy, Jones went down to a knee, swinging out of his shoes on that one. A fastball on the inside edge. 3-2. And the pitch home. Outside, ball four. Jones gets aboard on a leadoff walk. It's the first Riders base runner against Bosacker, and Eli Marrero strides to the plate. Marrero has struck out three times today. Offering home. He swings and flares it out to left field. Nivens coming in a couple of steps, and the left fielder paws it for the first out. Ian Mahler takes his turn. Four game, last of the eighth inning. And the first serve. Misses off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. A breaking ball from Bosacker. Riders scored three runs in the first inning. Scored their fourth run on the Cam Colley solo homer. And it's been four unanswered for the visiting squad. As this pitch is lifted into center field, Martin coming in, and he makes the catch. Chest high snag on the line drive out. Just hanging up a little bit too much. Two down, and now Theo Hardy. Hardy, the left-handed hitter. And the pitch. Takes a strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Now, you don't want Theo Hardy to get retired here, of course. You want to keep the inning going. But you do have a potential if he does. The 0-1. Swing and a miss. Off the outside corner on the change. It's 0-2. For Smith to double to lead off the bottom of the ninth. And Cam Colley to complete the cycle with a walk-off single. How cool would that be? Maybe asking for a little bit too much in advance. No balls, two strikes on Hardy. Oh, 2. He swings and misses for strike 3. Elevated fastball. Hardy down on strikes. We go to the top of the ninth. Tied at 4 on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball is all about heart, and so are we. Ranked among the top heart and vascular hospitals by U.S. News & World Report, Baylor Scott & White The Heart Hospital Plano is committed to keeping our community strong, healthy, and ready to cheer on every pitch. When you win, we do too. We are proud to sponsor your Frisco Rough Riders. Learn more at bswhealth.com/theheart hospital.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
At Hat Creek Burger Company, we're bringing back the family meal. No, not the fast food kind. The kind where our devices stay in our pockets and the conversation runs freely. We're the kind of place where those meals happen. Founded in a food truck in Austin in 2008, Hat Creek has always been about the community. Hat Creek has always been about community, good food, and good fun. With playgrounds for kids, drinks for parents, and something on the menu for everyone, come hungry and leave fulfilled. We're proud to be an official partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Visit hatcreekburgers.com to find a location near you.
This is Jesse Chavez, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top of the ninth inning, tied at four, Rough Riders and Naturals. Carson Kindrak back out after throwing a scoreless eighth inning. Omar Hernandez singled and was stranded at second. Gavin Cross makes his way to the plate. First pitch. Sears, the outside corner, a strike. It's 0-1. Cross, 3-for-4, a double and two singles. 0-1. He lifts it high in the air and deep to right field. Meese's trotting back. He's at the warning track, reaches out over his glove, off the base of the fence. Cross up to second base. He stops, and it's a leadoff double in the ninth inning for Gavin Cross. A four-hit day on the final day of the season for the right fielder. He got a fastball at the top of the zone and crushed it. 107 off the bat. Somehow the ballpark kept it in its confines. And Brett Squires steps in from the left side. 13th hit today for Northwest Arkansas. First pitch. That's up and in, and it's 1-1 and no strikes. Squires has a double today. He's 1-for-4. Kindrak peers in. He's got his sign in the 1-0 pitch. Low and outside. It's 2-0. When Kindrak has allowed runs recently, usually they've been in the second inning of a two-inning outing. Hopefully he can keep him off the board here. 2-0. Up and in. Rushed him back with a high inside fastball. That's the cutter, actually. That's 3 balls and no strikes. Kindrak looking to make it back-to-back scoreless outings to finish out the year. Through a scoreless inning against Northwest earlier in this series. 3-0, outside corner, a strike, 3-1. Go back to August 20th, he had a 2.91 ERA, and then he allowed multiple runs in 4 straight outings, ballooning his ERA just shy of 5. Being a reliever is tough. He's been a good one this year. 3-1. Inside ball 4. So the first two have reached in the ninth inning. Cross double and a Squires walk. Spencer Nivens makes his way to the plate. 4-4 ball game. Top of the ninth inning. And Julio Valdez will come out. Rough Riders pitching coach. And we'll have a conversation with Kindra. As we mentioned, Rough Riders took a 4-0 lead earlier. Northwest Arkansas scored a run in the fourth and then 3 in the 6th against starter Jose Gonzalez. All 8 combined runs were scored against the starting pitchers today. Always want to finish off the season on a high note and go into the offseason. Rough Riders have already clinched the best record in the Texas League South Division, though they will not be in the postseason. Goes by half records in the minor leagues. The Riders did not win either half. Nivens is two for four. Another couple of singles. Kindreich looks back to second base and deals home to Nivens. It's a fastball on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1. There is action now in the Rough Riders bullpen. Jackson Kelly has started to loosen. And the 0-1 offering on the way from the southpaw. In the air down the left field line and foul. 0-2. Breeze continuing to blow out to left on this pleasant day. A lot of fans congregating up on the concourse in the shade to finish out the finale of this game. A kick and a look back towards second, keeping Cross close at second base. Even if that can help shorten his secondary lead just a little bit, keep him close, maybe not allow him to score on a base hit. 0-2, off the plate away, and it's one ball and two strikes. That's what backpicking does as well as a catcher. If you can make it so the base runner has to think a little bit extra about it, not take an extra step, that could be the difference in scoring on a single. 1-2 is fouled back. Still one ball and two strikes, and we've already seen Marrero backpick a guy at second today. One and two on Nivens. Left-handed hitting Baz on deck. 1-2. Just caught a piece of it and fouled into Marrero's glove for strike three. Nivens thought it hit the ground. Marrero held up the glove. And there's a strikeout for Kindreich and a big one. Now a double play can end the inning. That's close. But Kindreich picks up the strikeout. Javier Vaz steps in. Initial pitch in the lefty-lefty matchup. Just inside, 1-0. Theo Hardy is now at second base for the Rough Riders. The pitch. That's high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Caber Rodriguez has taken over at third. So Franer Chavez has been taken out of the game. So Hardy at second, and Rodriguez at third. The offering is flipped foul. Out of play down the left side. And it's 2-1. Didn't see anything from Chavez to explain that he might be hurt or not. Maybe just trying to get Rodriguez in the game. Chavez will be due up third in the inning, so Rodriguez will get an at-bat in the ninth. The pitch is fouled back. Two balls and two strikes. Top of the ninth inning, tied at four. One out, two on. Adrenaline-raising pitching for Larson Kindreich. Left-hander, the 2-2. Low and outside, missing with the cutter. So it's full at three balls and two strikes. You have good speed on the bases. Still with just one out, they're not going to get a head start here. Kindreich looks back at second in the payoff. Up and in, ball four, and the bases are loaded. So one out, bases loaded for Justin Johnson, and Carlos Cardoza comes out of the Riders' dugout. That's it for Larson Kindreich. Jackson Kelly will come out of the Rough Riders' bullpen, a righty-righty matchup. With the side armor tied at four, we're in the top of the ninth on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
The Covered Wagons in Riders Field offer the experience of the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions with all-inclusive food and drinks from the Members Express, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let the dogs out this year at Riders Field for Bark in the Park. Bring your four-legged furry friend out for a Rough Riders baseball game and enjoy out on the HEB family lawn. Dogs are admitted free to the game alongside a human with a ticket. See you at Bark in the Park this summer. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Out of here!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
This is Alejandro Osuna, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Well, I said going to break, it's Jackson Kelly who's coming out onto the hill. It's the other right-handed sidearmer, Ryan Lobis, who takes the mound. It's a Benjamin Franklin Plumbing call to the bullpen. Justin Johnson coming up to hit for Northwest Arkansas. Bases loaded and one out, tie game in the top of the ninth inning. Big spot for Lobis. You'd love a ground ball double play here. Lobis has induced one ground ball double play this year. Johnson doubled in the sixth, the first pitch. Strike on the outside corner with a fastball at 92. It's 0-1. Johnson has lined out, struck out, doubled, and struck out in his four trips to the plate. 0-1. Off the plate, off the outside corner, and it's one ball and one strike. Well, the Rough Riders trying to pull a little rabbit out of the hat here and finish off the season on a positive note. The 1-1. Outside edge of the fastball for a strike. And it's one ball and two strikes. Strikeout wouldn't be bad here either. We've seen Lobis in these situations go to the sweeper off the outside edge. The pitch. Sweeper off the outside edge and misses. And it's two balls and two strikes. See if he goes to it again. Fastball is located well. He readies in the 2-2. Sweeper popped up, shallow right field, Hardy going back, Meaces coming in, makes the catch, no tag. Perfect throw by Meaces, one hop to the plate, and there are two outs. Cross remains at third, bases still loaded, two outs, and here's Daniel Vasquez. You bring in the right-handed sidearmer to face back-to-back right-handed hitters. And another one at the bottom of the order in Hernandez on deck. But with the bases loaded in two outs, got to get Vasquez. Two-run single for Vasquez in the sixth. Lobis pitches home. Breaking ball, cued off the end of the bat, out to second. Hardy's there, he fields, throws to first, and the Riders escape the jam. Bottom of the ninth inning, tied at four. Coming up next on the HEB Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
If you're stuck
in a high car payment. Own your independence at Classic Chevrolet in Grapevine. Back-to-back number one Chevy dealer in the world. Break free with one-time holiday savings and more for your trade. Your current vehicle may never be worth more. A huge selection of new Chevys on sale. Own your independence. One-time savings and more for your trade could lower your payments. See how much you'll save at ClassicChevrolet.com. Together, let's drive. Based on new Chevrolet registrations 2023 and 2024.
Preferred Mechanical Group is a mechanical contracting company for commercial and industrial companies and the official mechanical contractor for your Frisco Rough Riders. PMG operates on a relationship-first approach to service, and our team is dedicated to building long-term working partnerships that help us better serve our clients. As we come to understand your HVAC system better, we're able to provide better, more targeted interventions when you need them. To find out more about how we can help you, visit pmgservice.com.
This is former Rough Rider shortstop Jonathan Arnelis.
How about Johnny O? Jonathan Arnelis with a four-hit game.
And you're listening to Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom of the ninth inning. Tied at four. 9-1 and 2 due up for the Rough Riders against Ethan Bosacker. Marcus Smith, Cam Colley, and Franer Chavez's spot, which will be occupied by Caber Rodriguez. Marcus Smith, 0-for-3, three strikeouts. Colley stands on deck, the pitch. Curveball, strike, 0-1. Colley a single shy of the cycle on deck for the Rough Riders. 4-4 game, bottom nine. Offering home is swatted in the air out to left field. Nivens going back. It's over his head. Bangs off the wall. Marcus Smith doubles to start the bottom of the ninth. And now a single for the cycle could win it. Who wrote this script? Double in the first, homer in the second, triple in the fourth. Winning run at second base in the bottom of the ninth inning. One swing away from history. The pitch. Breaking ball hammered high and deep down the left field line and foul. Oh, he just missed a two-run walk-off homer. It's 0-1. Hanging curveball, and he demolished it. 0-1 on Colley. Bosacker comes home. Swinging a fly ball, lifted out to left field. Nivens going back. He's at the warning track. Goodbye! What a way to close the curtains on 2025. Cam Colley ends the season with a two-run walk-off homer. 6-4. It wasn't the cycle, but it'll certainly do. Welcome to the offseason. Oh, baby, Cam Colley. Four hits, two homers, four extra base hits. And the Rough Riders conclude 2025 in spectacular fashion. What a way to finish. A glorious day. And it finishes off a 73-63 season in Frisco. Wow. What an incredible win. What an incredible day from Cameron Colley. His third multi-home run game of the season. He ties his career high with 15 homers on the last day, on the last swing by any Rough Rider in 2025. And that's how it ends. What a perfect day with an equally perfect ending for the Frisco Rough Riders. It was a great day out here at the ballpark. Fan appreciation and our tribute to Taylor Swift. But the true fireworks were in the leadoff spot. Cam Colley, four hits, a double, a triple, and two homers, and he ended it with the walk-off home run. Riders win it by a final score of 6-4. Well, with this being our final game of the season, we could not have done anything this year without our wonderful production crew. From our full-time staff members in Peyton Reed, Kristen King, and Ben Patchen. From everybody who spent one game or who spent all 69 games here at Riders Field this year, our huge, immense thanks to Ken Jones, who put in so much extra time, and Chris Vore, who is our main director. Stick around for our post-game coverage next. Thank you for joining us. We'll be right back.
Yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a baseball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Swinging a drive deep into right center field. Out of here!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night at the park with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride!
Over! Oh, baby, what a night!
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the HEB Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Well, you couldn't have scripted it any better. Cam Colley, on the final day of 2025, finishes it off with a two-run walk-off homer to complete an absolutely incredible day of baseball and another amazing season in Frisco. Colley, a two-homer day, a double and a triple, a single shy of the cycle. He said, forget the single, I'll just hit a two-run walk-off home run to end the season and send everybody home happy. Just an incredible baseball game and a historic storybook type ending to this 2025 campaign. In front of 10,000 fans at Riders Field today, the Riders showing it off on the season finale and finish out the season in spectacular fashion. You know, on the post-game show, we usually break down the game, tell you what's next. Well, there's nothing next at this point. The season is complete. The Riders will obviously be home on April 7th next year to start the 2026 campaign, but we'd like to take this time to extend a thank you to everybody who made these broadcasts possible. Of course, to you, the fans who tuned in and made this possible due to your viewership, your listenership, your coming out to the ballpark. I'd like to extend a massive thank you to Tyler Danberg, who was a huge part of what we did in the broadcast this year, and now working for Ohio State, for Cedric Granger, who came in for a little bit, and for Josh Warden, who filled in wonderfully when I had to step away for some time as well. In addition to that, thank you to Sean Bass, who joined us on Saturdays in the second half of the season for Games on the Ticket. And, of course, to our wonderful crew, who were top-notch. You will not find a better crew in all minor league baseball than what we had here in Frisco. And so lucky to be able to work with them each and every day here at home in Frisco. Ken Jones, our producer, we talk about him a lot. He put in so much time and effort to help make this broadcast what it was this year, went into a different direction this season, tried to do some new stuff, tried to make sure that
we could provide the best possible coverage we could going into this year. And Ken was a big part of that, in addition to Peyton Reed and Ben Patchen on our full-time production staff. And Chris Four, who is our main director as well this year, did a wonderful job for most of the season, and a new father. So congratulations, of course, to Chris, who had to miss some time due to he and his wife having a baby. So that's a pretty good excuse. It was just such a great season. And, of course, the Rough Riders fell short in each of the halves and will not make the postseason, but still a ton of memorable moments throughout this season. And Cam Cauley's walk-off home run maybe ranks as one of the most memorable moments in his overall ball game this year. When you boil it down to this whole year, it comes down to his ball game in this final game of the season today. Just so much fun to watch him all season long, and then, of course, to finish it out in the way he did. Just incredible. With that, that does it for us in the 2025 season. Again, thank you so much to everybody who made this possible all season long. 2026 will be here before we know it. And we hope you have a wonderful offseason. And always stay locked to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on social media to find out what we're up to. But with that, we say goodnight for the last time in 2025. Riders win the finale 6-4. Zach Bigley signing off one last time this season. We hope you have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the HEB Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. Once again, thank you to Baylor Scott & White Health, CoServe, InTouch Credit Union, Texas Republic Bank, Peak Roofing and Construction, USAA, Axis Custom Pools, Texas Farm Bureau, Astound, PMG, Benjamin Franklin Plumbing, Cacique, Rhythm Energy, Ewing Buick GMC, Classic Chevrolet of Grapevine, Game Day Men's Health, Crowder Law Firm, Anton's Po' Boys, Hat Creek Burger Company, Wild Fork Foods, McKinney Police Department, and Fast Signs Frisco for their support. For tickets and more information on the Riders, visit RidersBaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!